seating.
I hope it's for everybody.
It's grateful.
Right, it's Monday evening, September the 20th, special meeting of finance. We are here early this evening to take up one item only. It's 201-10, which is a request from His Honor the Mayor to return some obligated funds through the Bradford project to the developer. We discussed this at our finance meeting last week. I think everybody was there. I think everybody was on board with us asking counsel to go back to the client to see what, if anything, they may be willing to leave behind with the city, especially in light of the fact that we have done work at Daniel and Jackson Street. So I think you all saw a letter that went out in the packet that Rita put together to Bradford and, what is it, Cardinal LLC?
Yeah, Cardinal LLC.
And to their counsel. And here is a copy of the letter that we brought back, I think today, yes, today, if you want to pass it out. But basically the response is that they indicated that they were willing to allow the city to retain $7,500 in addition to the $7,000 plus that they had agreed that they would not ask be returned for money that we used earlier for design. It's contingent upon us taking action tonight in finance and, you know, referring it out and getting it passed by the full board so that they can get their money in early October. Rita, if you want to add.
No, I think certainly the developer heard the concerns the finance committee had loud and clear. Essentially what they've done is split the difference because we determined the cost was in excess of about $15,000 for the actual hardscape. And I really do appreciate the board taking this up at a special meeting tonight. I think that's really been helpful to move this thing along and get the developer to kick in what he should. The total amount that would be refunded at this point between the two funds is $43,466.26. And again, this is appropriate, and the developer really has rightly so, at the request of this committee, given us additional funds in view. It's not quite what people might have hoped, but it's more than I think he's legally obligated to do. The only quarrel I have is that there was never any opportunity for this city to be defaulted. I have been working with the developer, and we had an agreement between council not to file answers. So the one statement about defaulting, I would qualify that by saying they had been working with us to not pay attention to the litigation, but rather try to sort out the dollars and cents. So I just want to assure anybody that you were never going to be defaulted in this case. But it's $43,000 and some change that he's looking to have returned.
Yes.
Rita, the last conversation that we had here was an additional $3,000 that they had offered to refund.
That's
what happened to that?
That's in the $7,500.
I see. So the $7,500. So they're refunding the amount that with the 74 plus another 75,
yes,
as opposed to another 3,000.
That's
so
right.
That's
right.
Considerably better than the first offer that they had.
Yeah. At the time they made the first offer, we didn't have a figure of what the estimated cost of installation was. By
okay.
the time they came back, this we did have that figure.
I had a conversation with the President Robert Fox. I mean, it was a positive conversation. I was hoping that I was able to convince him to leave the whole 15, but obviously I wasn't successful. But certainly, $7,500 in light of the fact that they have every right to claim all the money back. So I think we did a little better than we were doing a week ago. So personally, I would urge us to accept the money and move this along. And yes, no, that's it.
No, I think in terms of the numbers, frankly, from where we are in the relatively short term, this is probably the best way to do that way. I was just going to ask whether or not there's anything that, any other kind of relationships that we have with this firm or something like that? That's what this is. Yeah, I'm just wondering whether there's...
Not at this point. I don't know
something
that...
Something else that could be...
He is a developer. He may come back at some point with another development in town, but... he certainly has nothing pending right now. I think he was not terribly happy about this entire transaction. He may not come back and develop in Newton anytime soon.
Okay.
But I don't think I've seen a development since the Bradford one went forward in 2000.
Was it?
Yeah, it was 2000, 1999.
Well, I appreciate the efforts of this committee to get what we have, which is about 43 out of the 75, right?
And does the 7,500 go back into the general fund?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the money will go into the general fund, both the 74 and the 75. I talked to David Wilkinson this morning about that.
Yep. And the original 15,000 or so that went into the Daniel Jackson came out of the DPW?
Yeah, it was out of the DPW standard budget.
Operating.
It was done with, according to Tom, they did it with staff. In-house staff, mm-hmm. and they also did it with on-hand supplies.
Right.
So I don't know what his funding source is other than his general operating budget.
Yeah. And Weta and I had a conversation about this also a couple of weeks ago, and the most important thing I think that came out of that is the need to make sure that we have a process in place to watch the expiration deadlines of any. The problem with this one was that there was a window by which time we needed to spend it, not just appropriate it. We appropriated it, but didn't spend it until after the, I think it was 07, and then we spent it, or it was 08, and we spent it in 09. Mm-hmm. And so that we'll have to work on that and make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Well, my understanding is someone might dock at something with land use, right?
Yeah, I was going to work on that with Steve. I didn't get to it this week.
Okay. Yeah, and the comptroller has been reviewing these mitigation funds, and I think he's been working. He's identified two possible ones. Both of them are engineering issues, and one has a small amount that Clint's going to be asking for an appropriation, about $2,000.
Well, Clint's got something from the hospital, too.
Yeah, he does, but that one's got a longer term. But there is an update on what the monies are, what they relate to, and what the dates are, that it's just been put together by David Wilkinson.
We just used some of it with the change
in the
light.
Now, that's Clint's part of it. But engineering, what's the name? Lou Carina got something like $200,000 for sewer and so forth.
Yeah, the infiltration fund, yeah.
Yeah. I remember I voted against both of them. I call them extortionists.
All right, are we ready to vote on this one?
Extortionists.
Your motion?
So moved.
Yeah. Alderman Ciccone moves approval of the item, I guess, as amended.
Yeah.
Right, Weta?
Yes.
So I guess maybe I ought to get that dollar figure from you for tonight.
It's $43,466.26.
$43,466?
Right there. Yeah. That math is right. I have checked it, so that's right.
All right, good. All right, so the motion is made to approve the item as amended. Any further discussion or, okay, seeing none, all those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. 7. Who's missing?
Freeman.
Oh, okay, 7-0.
Were you doing the man's call for extortion? You must have.
Yes, it was. Anyway.
We've got a lot of stuff.
You know,
Weta, will you close the loop on this tomorrow? Okay.